The next patient is Eugene Williams. Last name is W-I-L-L-A-I-A-M-S. First name, E-U-G-E-N-E. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old male with a primary medical history that is significant for end-stage renal disease associated to obstructive uropathy. The patient received in February of 2022 a disease kidney transplant, disease donor kidney transplant that was placed in the left lower quadrant. The patient hasn't had any rejections. The post-op course has been completely asymptomatic. The patient is feeling well, no admission to the hospital ever since the transplant. The patient has evidence of arterial hypertension for which he has been received carvedilol 25 milligrams every day and nifedipine ER 60 milligrams on daily basis. Period, the patient is immunosuppressed with Envarsus XR 0.75 in the morning and 1 milligram in the afternoon. Mycophenolate 500 milligrams POVID. The patient is not on prednisone. Patient is receiving prophylaxis with Bactrim three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The latest laboratory workup shows that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.6 milligrams per deciliter, the serum electrolytes, sodium 140, potassium 3.9, chloride 105, CO2 22, albumin 4.1, BUN 17, the hemoglobin 13.6, hematocrit 42. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. No activity. In the urinary sediment. The patient is CKD3A1. The tacrolimus level has been between 6 and 8. Number two, the patient has a BPH, a
stuck in that bowl. That is the dead body.
Of what?
And a snake. This is stuck this morning in the front door.
Ah, that's why they...
The smell. Yeah. Is that bad? Mm-hmm.
The patient had a plasma vaporization of the prostate in October 6, 2020. Following upper arterial hypertension, we're going to ask the patient to stay away from salt, restrict the excessive amount of fluids, avoid the industrial production of food, canned food, follow a plant-based diet, and we will follow him closely. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the chart from Tampa General Hospital, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 9 minutes.